This recording, Kentucky 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as prisms and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. When I was a little girl, I grew up in the Shepherd Square Projects, Louisville, Kentucky. And it was an all segregated time. I went to black schools. I went to the community center. That was my favorite part of the living in the projects. Because living there, you know, I learned how to, in the center, we had cooking schools, we had sewing classes, we had the choir, we had skating, we had everything that could keep you in that community where we were supposed to stay anyway. So it was all right growing up there, and I loved that. It was Grace Presbyterian Center. That's where I spent my entire evening. In that center. And I learned to sing, I learned to sew, I learned to cook, and I learned to play, and I learned to have fun. And I attended Booker T. Washington. That was from the first through the sixth grade. And it sat right beside Jackson Junior High School, which is now Mosaic, and it's integrated now, but when I went, it was just an all-black school. And I went there 1 year. Sixth or seventh grade, and then we had to leave the projects because my mother got sick. She caught tuberculosis. So we moved with my grandmother for a whole year, which was a whole move from the East End. I don't know if you would call it the West End, but we was at 24th and Chestnut. She was running a boarding home that she was buying, so she rented out rooms. So we moved in with her, and my mother went to the Sanitarium, Hazelwood Sanitarium, to stay for a year. We stayed with my grandmother. There I went to Madison Junior High School, which is now Harvey C. Russell. And it was an all-black school. I didn't care for that school too much. It was rowdy, really rowdy. So I sort of stayed to myself. And when my mother came out of the hospital, she went into LPN training to become a nurse, and we moved over on Cedar Street, and I started into Central High School. Life really began to pick up then, but it was still segregated. We still was all black, but my mother was making better money, and we bought a home, 1523 Beach.